Hey Jennifer, welcome again to the podcast with me. Today we want to talk about social networks and the dangers that teenagers are exposed when using these social networks. So let's start.
Yes, I am so happy too, and that's a great topic for a conversation.
Okay, first I want to start doing a little bit of introduction about social networks. And what are the most common social networks with interacting teenagers and people around the world or in the current world that we live in? What is social network? Actually, I think who's in 2019 don't have access to internet or have a cell phone to do calls, texting, posting, or the undetermined social networks. The meaning of social network goes beyond a simple camp with your best friend or a simple like on Facebook. In place taking care of those we accept in our profiles to whom we are send messages or with whom we interact. In fact, if you use crush on any interest social networks, we usually see the virtual relationships that unite us, but having this assumption as we are aware of who we accept in our social networks and what things we publish. Remember that not always what is behind the screen is real. And yeah, in fact, it's real. And be careful of fake pages on Instagram or Facebook, etc. And remember, and always remember, when you send photos of your penis, your vagina, your breasts, that photos can be viral. Even that the person told you, don't worry about it, it's only mine, or watch, oh, I watch, and later I delete. Don't do that. I say this to my friends or my friends to do that. Don't do that. Will be dangerous and they can expose your intimacy. Anyways, knowing these most popular social networks are Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, FaceTime, Snapchat, among others. So Jennifer, I want to ask you something. What is your favorite social network and for what? Sorry, Jennifer. I ask you something. What is your favorite social network and for what reason do you like it?
My social networks favorite is Instagram and YouTube. Instagram because I can tell with my friends to tag them at different publications and photos. I can also follow my influence or friend. I can see their posts and I can also configure my Instagram privately. And my second favorite social network is YouTube because it has a funny videos, also has super informative videos. It also has some tutorials that are very practical and facilitate any type of activities.
Okay, nice. But, well, I want to ask you something, given that was... I want to ask you something. Do you have your profiles with public access or with private access?
And public access. Why?
Because I want to tell you something. It's very dangerous that you have your public profiles in this way. You expose your life, your privacy, leaving others have the ability to do something bad with your profiles when you have the public access. So I give you one tip for privacy. You can go to Instagram in the you select privacy and you put your private account, but I suppose that you know that. Anyways, I want to ask you or you can give me much better if you give me suggestions for people who listen to us. Give me suggestions about or tips for more security in social networks.
That's okay. The first advice, learn to a different followers and friends. It's very important since many young people care more about the number of followers than their real friends or their cipher. Second tip, don't post compromised information that reveals your address, school or place of work or telephone number to which they contacted you. Dear Council, don't know public photos and information for other people without your consent because it could be a dangerous. Tips number 4.
Okay, the tip number 4 is okay. Establish the privacy of your wall and you can decide who sees your publications and who does not.
The number 5, use strong password, and it's very important that you have a different password for each social network. In my opinion, it's very important to follow each of these tips in order to avoid any situations in social networks and have more security.
Okay, I think that it's clear. I think that it's clear. You have all the control in your portfolios to have the access to other. So let's, guys, put your privacy accounts. And thank you so much for listening that. And I hope you see you again in the next podcast. Bye.
Bye.